City Council President, Councillor at Large Anne Mahoney, joining us to bring us up to date on the very latest City Council and Finance Committee meeting. Anne, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Joe?
Doing very
Another
well, thank you.
beautiful day. We got a little snow yesterday, but we know it's not going to stick around for long. We can feel it come in spring.
Oh, we only can hope. Next time we talk, it'll be April. So there you go.
And we'll be complaining about the heat. I can't wait to complain about the heat.
Likewise, yeah, I'm right there with you. I've pledged I will not complain about the heat. We'll see if that lasts or not.
You can hold me to it too. We'll both go, remember?
Okay, yeah, when it's 95 and 100% humidity.
Exactly. And we're not complaining about the heat. We'll be complaining about the humidity. That's all.
There you go. Yeah,
All
that's
right.
our
A good
out.
compromise. That's what this is all about, compromise and working together.
Yes, speaking of special city council meeting, and I don't remember the last time that's happened. It's been a long time, I think, since a special meeting has been held.
Yeah, well, I think when we left the meeting last week, we were hoping that we were going to have more time for questions, and we do have a lot of new members that are on the council, and I'm not making any excuses here, but we could have taken that vote, and that vote was to take it out of committee, and it didn't get taken out of committee because that vote went down 4-5. And if we continued the meeting, which we could have, we may have got to a different vote, but the meeting was, ended. Adjourned, and the commitment was that we would come back 7 days later. And I truly believed that worst case scenario, if we didn't come to a vote last night, we would just have it at the next meeting. But to wait until April 6th felt like it did feel like a long time. So we were definitely putting all of like we I was working with the administration for this. I was on the phone the next day with Chris Walker and Jen Manning, and working with everybody to say like, what can we do to make this is productive as we possibly can, so that we can be prepared if the vote is ready to come out of committee and get this done. And we decided to put that meeting together. And I know one of the other questions that some of the other counselors had asked for is executive session, and they've never done executive session either. So we're doing a lot of we've never done anything, and we were putting that there if a counselor felt as though the questions they were asking and they were being told they couldn't answer those questions, they could have said, "Can we answer those questions in executive session?" Now, again, that doesn't mean the questions you're not getting answered in public are going to get answered in executive session, which I explained to some people as well. So, but definitely with the case that this is, going into litigation, some of those questions that I think Councilor McKee was asking, you could have taken into executive session and brought us up to speed as to where we were for that. We didn't need to do that, and I'm glad we didn't do it, but it was there on the table if somebody wanted to.
Okay, so it started with the Finance Committee meeting, a continuation, right?
Yep, so start with the Finance Committee. And I will say this last week, there was a lot of like Susan Yuen went to North Quincy and the North Quincy Fire Station and met with Tom Bowes and some of the union membership and met some of the men that are working in the fire station in North Quincy. On Sunday, I think Councillor Ryan, Councillor Jacobs, and Councillor Yuen went down to the House Neck fire station and talked to people down there. So they were being and Susan is a PhD. She has her PhD in genetics and chemistry. So she's very well versed and can actually speak toe to toe with another scientist. However, we're the Finance Committee and we should be really talking about finance. But it's complicated because we have people that are very concerned, and this is where I think Susan's coming from, that what we're taking out of the formula for this gear could actually make it less protective for the firefighters. And she was really, really concerned that now they're going to be false expectations of this gear, and they could go in and they if it's a bad fire, they could get burnt. And that comes out of concern, not out of not wanting to get them something. So I think we have to put these things into perspective and realize that all questions are not bad questions. They are just questions, and when they get answered, and I think they did get answered, they were saying that they're less concerned about that. And Susan, I advised her, well, if they're not concerned about it, we can't be. You've pointed it out, and now you need to move on. And this is all growing pains for new counselors. And I think that's where we got to last night, and also within that week, they were able to go out and visit and talk to them, and be able to have that discussion. One of the things that was said, like we should have been doing it for months. Well, we just got handed this to us. It was a snowstorm. And traditionally, we don't go and meet with department heads or union heads to discuss this. In fact, we have to clear things. They prefer for us to clear things through the administration because we are constantly being told that the people who are appointed work for the mayor. and not for the city council. So we can't have it both ways. If you want us to go out there and just, start knocking down doors and meet with me now, we want to talk to you, then the administration has to be open to that as well. But if we're going to be held back and we can only talk to certain people at certain times because they don't want us to, you can't use it both ways, is what I'm trying to say. So we're respectful in that manner, and where our job is to deliberate in public at the city council meetings, and that's what we were doing. We did it the first night last week, and we did it again last night. And last night was less about a presentation. The first meeting we had last week was all presentation. It was a presentation from the administration to the doctor that did the testing. Last night we also had Milliken that was there to answer some durability questions, or the fact that they came back and said that they were the most ethical, they've been the most ethical manufacturer for the last 20 years. That makes you feel a little bit better, but we do get concerned. Susan did say, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on her." That's a very American statement, and she just wants to make sure we're not being taken advantage of.
Right, I know she was looking for some written confirmation about the gear that they were not able to provide.
Yeah, and again, this was something when she asked me that question, I said to her, they're not gonna be able to do that. It's proprietary, and they're not gonna be able to do it. But she wanted to ask it. I said, but you can ask the question. You can always ask the question, and it underlines and scores that we don't know what we're getting. So we could be potentially, hopefully not, could be in another situation in a couple of years. I don't think we will, but there's always that chance.
Yeah. With regards to the finance part of it, Anne, so the bond, as I understand, was reduced from 10 years down to 5. Is that right?
Yep. So we didn't want to have to. One of the things was many of the counselors wanted it to be a 5-year term, because this is gear, and typically gear like this is purchased outright from either their budget, or we wouldn't typically bond gear. And we're bonding all of the gear, two sets plus a third set. So there are a lot of people were thinking it was only two sets. It's two full sets of gear. So if they're at a fire, they come, as I say, home to their prospective firehouses, and they have the washers and the machines to be able to wash that. But then it takes a while for it to dry, so they'd have the second set if they were called out to another fire. And then the third set is a lighter set gear that they could wear to medicals or things that they know that they don't have to wear the full gear. So that will also prolong the length of time for that gear, hopefully. That's the hopeful part. The materials will break down faster than what they would have in prior gear because of those chemicals that were in there, but nobody knows really exactly how long they'll last. But that's so those are the three sets of gear that we're buying. So
Okay. And how does the change in the length of the bond impact the finances?
That's the change, and I think Walter Hubley was saying that he was doing some modeling, and you can do modeling. We can do modeling all day long and disagree with this. It's when you actually go, it's no different than when you go to buy a car. Like if you go to buy, and I'm trying to make this, this analogy is just to help other people. I'm not saying when they go to get a bond, it's like a car, but you could go to one dealership and they're offering you financing. It's 4.9, and you go to another that's having a special for 1.9. Well, I'm going to buy the car at 1.9, not 4.9. So when you go out to bond, that those numbers are going to fluctuate in the market. So sometimes the 10-year bond is more popular, so you might be able to get a lower rate. The 5-year bond might be a little bit higher, and it will pay off faster though. And in this particular case, we're looking for other ways that we can pay this off, because we have one point. There's no way other than to say this: we have $1.6 billion worth of debt. Our budget's around $500 million is our budget. That's a pretty big budget. We only got $2.4 million back in free cash last year, which is crazy to think it was that low. That means we're spending every dollar in our budget, which some people will say, "Well, that's what you're supposed to do." True, but we also had a bad year last year. Well, not a bad year. We grew the budget tremendously last year. And then from there, we were going to have to tax people. We used every asset that we had to lower it, to throw at the taxes to lower it. That is not really how you should be managing the city. So $35 million went to lower the taxes. Now, I often hear like, "Oh, what do they want us to do? Tax people higher?" No, we should be spending wiser. We should be investing our money, and we should be more conscientious of what we're spending. That's what we're asking for. And it is our job to make sure we're securing savings so that on these occasions that we have to buy $2.6 million of gear for the firefighters because it's an emergency appropriation, we shouldn't have to bond it. That's what this is coming from. That is where the conversation was really going. And we can be indifferent about that, but the facts are the facts. We have $1.6 billion worth of debt. Last year, the last absolute last meeting of the night, the administration came in and lowered the taxes by $35 million. And it wasn't $35 million of savings. It was premiums on bond sales that should be going to pay down your debt. It was the sale of a piece of property that we purchased in downtown for $10 million and sold for $7 million, and then we used three and a half of that to lower your taxes. So there was no pro so that means you're $6.5 million out of pocket, and then we used all our reserves to pay that down. So that was the pension, the unfunded pension piece that they were insisting that they didn't have to pay. Well, they're getting, news back because they went back and they increased the discount rate for the retirement, and now we probably have about $9.8 million in stabilization that we could have used some of that to pay off the SCARE, but they don't want to because it's not their policy to use the reserve money for things like this. They save it for paying down the taxes because we're wasting, we're just spending too much. So that being said, we're going to bond. So we're going to bond for 5 years, and we put in several motions or additions to the amendment to this to be able to hopefully pay off this bond faster than the time it goes out for a bond. So we it's
Yeah.
it's so it's a recommended term of 5 years, and if
Okay.
the, and the administration might go out for 10, they should not. They should go out for five, and they should do everything in their power to pay this down ASAP. And
Oh, so
some
it's
of
just recommended. I thought it was enacted.
No, so the reason why it was recommended and not enacted was this was a debate back and forth. If we were to enact a five, if we were going to hold them to a 5-year bond, we would have had to wait 2 more weeks to approve this.
Gotcha.
So, under good faith with the administration, and this is working with the administration, we worked with the recommended term of 5 years, and we're going to follow through on that. I mean, we're trusting that we'll work together on this. This is the first time that we're seeing that kind of collaboration, and it should be like that all the time. And by no means are we not trying to work with them. We're just trying to make sure that we're doing the best, not just for the firefighters, but also for the taxpayers of the city of Quincy.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. So the things that we actually added to it was, we're going to go into litigation with this company. Should the city of Quincy, get a litigation payout for this, let's say. Any monies that come from that lawsuit will go to pay down this $2.6 million bond. That was the first thing that we added. The second thing was we heard from interim Chief Smith that, they were very proudly standing up there talking about all the fire grants they get, which every community gets them, and I applaud the fact they have to apply for them, but they're always looking for them. It's getting a little bit more difficult with the way the federal government's working, but they're still out there. So any grants that come in for safety gear or from the fire department, we're going to be looking for some of those grants to go to pay down this bond, which it would be an appropriate use of those grants. And then we also added the free cash doesn't get certified. Typically, it doesn't get certified until sometime in October, November. Quincy has been really late in the past, and they've gone all the way out to May, having their free cash certified in the last couple of years because things are getting a little tighter. They're certifying their free cash on time, which is the right thing to do. Last year, it got certified. I think it was November, December, got certified for $2.4 million. So one can anticipate, hopefully, we'll have at least $2.4 million, if not more, in free cash. And I asked for $1 million, and they said no. And what I then said was, basically the interest of a 10-year would be about $850,000 you'd be paying additionally, and a 5-year would be about $300. And the third set of gear that we bought is $311,870. So $311,870 for the third set of gear. So I said, at a minimum, free cash, we will pay down that set of gear off of the bond from free cash. Of course, that's not something we can do. The administration would have to do it, but we working together, we're going to pay something off of there. And then the final is any proceeds of the bonds, if they were to sell this bond, typically it would probably more likely be a 10-year bond that they would sell. But if they were to sell a bond, the proceeds shouldn't go to lower taxes. It should go to pay off this bond ASAP. We should be paying it off as fast as we can so we're not paying this much interest. And the firefighters deserve that equipment, and the taxpayers deserve the respect that we're not just constantly going out to credit card to pay for things.
Okay, and those amendments were all accepted.
All accepted. So all
Okay.
accepted as amended, and that was what passed last night. So it was passed with a recommendation for 5 years with all of those amendments added to it, and it was a 9-0 vote. And
Okay, out of
so
committee.
out of committee and a 9-0 vote. It was a 9-0 vote in committee. So we took a vote for temperature, and it passed 9-0. And then we took a vote to take it out of committee, 9-0, and then it
Okay.
passed in the city council for 9-0. And we did
Okay.
have, and we had open forum too. So
Right, yes. And so there was no executive session.
we never had executive session.
Okay.
That would have been it would one of the if any of the counselors felt as though they wanted to go further in that conversation, they could have asked to go into executive session. That would be the appropriate place to do it. And we would have just recessed the room, and we would have probably gone to a private room in City Hall and gone upstairs potentially, or even gone out back and just had that discussion.
I see. Okay, very good. All right. And that was the only item on the agenda, right?
It was the only item on the
Yeah.
agenda. We did have open forum, and we didn't have it. We came into, we opened up the meeting, and we recessed right back into finance. And then when I reopened up the meeting, I was tempted to have the vote first, but I did know that many people, I wanted people to have the opportunity to speak. So I was more than happy to open it up, and we had people that were thanking us for doing our due diligence, and we had people who didn't think we were the nicest people in the world, which is, that's their prerogative. And we all listened. And I will say that they're accusing me of being up at my station while I'm doing my president role, and they're saying I'm texting, but I want to make sure people at home know that we have a nice clock that we added. I after some of the feedback I got, to get a clock so they know what their 3 minutes are and that I'm not chipping anybody. But I run the clock, and it's on my phone, and it's an app on my phone, so I have to remember to disengage my phone so it stays unlocked. But I didn't remember to do that last night, so I had to keep unlocking my phone. And it's a little bit of an annoyance, but that's what I'm doing. I have no time to talk to anybody when you're running a meeting. So, but people will think what they want to think, and they're entitled to their thoughts. But the facts are that we were working very diligently to move this through, and I'm very happy that we were able to do that last night. And especially, coming out of the last meeting and making the changes that there were made in the original ordinance that came to us, that we're able to all work together. That's a big statement. So.
Very good. All right. Moving forward, when's your next meeting in?
Our next meeting is, is April 6th. It feels like a long time away, but it's really not, which it's just funny because I was just thinking like, oh gosh, April 1st is next Wednesday. That's how fast this is going. So
That's right.
yeah, so April 6th is our next meeting. And as of right now, I don't know if there has been any subcommittees called. I didn't ask for that last night. I thought, I think it was good to end on a high note and just move on. So we'll get those scheduled though.
Okay,
And
great.
I want to thank everybody for their emails. We got so many of them. I was not able to respond to all, but I knew that we were having this meeting last night, and nobody's email went unread. I at least read everybody's email. It was very hard to the volumes that we were getting. It was very hard to respond to everybody. So I just wanted to just make that one statement. If you didn't get a response from me, I'm very sorry. I couldn't keep up with the volume, but I did get a lot of emails, both positive and stern. But I appreciate both of them because I like to tell people I work for everybody, and we try to make the best decisions for everybody. So
Very good. I'll catch up with you on April 7th, if that's okay.
that sounds fantastic, Joe. You have a great day.
Thank you, too, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.